President Bush went before Congress and the American people last night to explain how he plans to stamp out terrorism. Millions of people throughout the world tuned in. The president demanded the Taliban deliver all leaders of the Al-Qaeda terrorist group to the U.S., demanded every nation choose between the U.S. and the terrorists, and said the hour for military action is coming. Across the country, families gathered to hear the address and talk about what lies ahead. NPR spent the evening with families in two cities. First, a report from Atlanta, where Joshua Levs of member station WABE visited a family that spans three generations.
82-year-olds Gerald and Helen Cohen live in a high-rise apartment on Peachtree Street in Atlanta's Buckhead community. Last night, their daughter and son-in-law, Judy and Marty Cogan, joined them to watch the speech, as did three of their grandchildren. Grandmother Helen and one granddaughter identify themselves as Democrats. All the others tend to vote Republican. But they all agreed that on a scale of 1 to 10, President Bush's speech was at least a 9. Gerald Cohen.
I think the president hit a home run tonight. He was just to the point. He didn't beat around the bush. He told us what the problems were, what we had to do, and what was expected of all of us.
Cohen agreed with a television commentator who called the speech one of the toughest speeches an American president has ever had to give.
Well, I heard Churchill, I heard Roosevelt. His resonance, his voice doesn't equal to theirs, but he was much, much better than I expected him to be.
Other family members said they were pleasantly surprised in that sense as well, including 24-year-old Robin Deutsch, one of the family's two Democrats. She's been impressed with how President Bush has handled himself in the wake of the terrorist attacks. Deutsch said after the speech last night she'd be able to sleep a little better for the first time since September 11th.
I'm feeling more confident in President Bush, and I didn't vote for him, but I do think that tonight he seemed very sure of himself, and that makes me feel a tiny bit better. And I'm not saying that the shock and the hurt and the anger has gone away, but I feel a little bit more confident in the leaders of our nation, the slightest bit tonight.
But Deutsch says she's still very concerned about innocent civilians who could be hurt or killed in whatever lies ahead. And her cousin, 25-year-old Ross Cogan, is concerned the nation may have to struggle to keep up the fight.
That is a 20-30-year battle. I mean, that how are we as Americans going to maintain a constancy with that goal and adapt it over time as we change? I mean, it's a big thing.
Some in the family don't think the efforts will take decades, but they have other worries. 62-year-old Marty Cogan.
My biggest concern is that I don't think that the terrorist groups are going to do nothing in response. I fully expect them to react. I think they anticipate this kind of reaction from the United States, and I think that they are prepared to do anything they can to create terror, be it chemical, biological, and even nuclear.
But Cogan says President Bush's speech was firm and frank, and one line stuck out in his mind.
Bring the enemy to justice, or justice to the enemy. In either case, justice will be served.
The family says President Bush's speech didn't spell out exactly what's going to happen, but that's not what they needed. They say what they needed and what they got was a clear sense that the country is moving forward on all fronts. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Levs in Atlanta.